Leading Law & Order Democrat NYC Mayor candidate Eric Adams is trouncing defund the police candidates. By Wendell Hasebo on June 23, 2021. Former police officer and leading Democrat New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams finished his campaign Tuesday night in the lead over defund the police candidates by running on supporting police amid a 30% surge in city violence. Final results of the mayor's race may not be known for weeks due to NYC ranked choice voting system. But Adams, a 22-year career police officer, is in the lead, a potential recognition that New York City residents are fed up with the 64% increase in city shootings. Many of Adams's opponents campaigned on reducing crime by defending police, namely the radical civil rights attorney and MSNBC contributor Maya Wiley. The New York Times reported Wiley criticized Adams's stronger police enforcement proposals, pointing out that her family had helped pay for her neighborhood's private security patrol. Ms. Wiley tried to deflect the deflection, saying that New Yorkers understood that public safety meant more than increasing policing and required other investments. Many of the voters have voiced their opinion on the defund debate discussion, with Adams thus far trouncing Wiley with a 10-point lead. Meanwhile, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who proposed a $1 billion cut in police funding in 2020, had endorsed Wiley for being the candidate who can center people, sick, racial justice, economic justice and climate justice. Wiley didn't just come up to run for mayor but has experience and has a lifetime of dedication to this, she added. But Ocasio-Cortez and Wiley's brand of politics is inconsistent with how many New Yorkers feel about crime. A Gallup poll from 2020 suggests that 92% of Americans believe crime is either an extremely, very, or somewhat of a big problem. However, that poll was from last year, when former President Trump was president. Since then, crime has dramatically increased to a 60-year high around the country, including New York City. For example, homicides increases are up 58% in Democrat-run Atlanta, 533% in Democrat-run Portland, and 37% in Democrat-run Philadelphia. Shootings are up 54% in Democrat-run New York City, 51% in Democrat-run Los Angeles, and 18% in Democrat-run Chicago. Perhaps New York City voters realized Tuesday that electing a law and order candidate, like Adams, would be in best interest of the city to reduce crime.